when we talk about Hashem being Elokeinu b'shamayim v'aretz, there are two different aspects to it. Firstly, physically, our world, the big wide world that we live in, is just a tiny speck in our solar system. And our solar system, which revolves around the sun, is just one hundreds of millions of stars. And all of that is just the galaxy of the Milky Way. Hundreds of millions of galaxies in the universe. It's unfathomably big and unfathomably great. But you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God. You're the only reality. You're the creator of all of that. But perhaps more so, Aretz, this world, is the arena for Bechira Chafshis, for free will. It doesn't exist anywhere else. It is in this world where there are human beings who have the ability to choose, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to reveal himself to Klal Yisrael, to be able to be that moral compass for the world. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King, the Creator of the entire universe. But he's our God down here as well. Both focuses. But there's something else. He's our God down here, and he is the only reality as well in the spiritual worlds. Because Shamayim can mean the physical heavens and the spiritual heavens. The one thing that connects them is that both up there physically and up there spiritually, there is no free will, and it only exists down here. With all the hundreds of thousands of millions of malachim that he's created for his glory, whatever that means, it's a discussion for another time. They don't have free will like we do. They don't have the ability to create or initiate Kedusha. In fact, the Malachi Hasharis need to wait for us to daven, for us to make Kedusha down here, before they can feed off our energy. They've got one leg. It means they can't move. Human beings, Mahalchim ben Ayim Dima'ela, walkers amongst the standers. We have two legs, we're called Mahalchi Shtayim. We have the ability to move, to create, to initiate Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only true reality. He's the context for all of this. He's Elokeinu. He's our God. All powerful. But personal. Ours. Ours alone. When I say ours alone, it's the God of humanity. Klal Yisrael has a job to recognize him, make his name known through the Kiddush Hashem that we do in this world. That's a Hu Elokeinu. We can point with a clarity to who he is and what he is in this world. We can perceive, we can understand. It's not just about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course we can't do in this world. To be able to recognize Hashem in this world, to be able to come close to him, to talk to him, with clarity, to be able to say, Ata hu Hashem Elokeinu v'shamayim v'aretz. It's just incredible. It's awe-inspiring. It provides so much of what we need to understand when we daven.